Nick Streamers. Welcome back to my channel. Now, if you're new to my channel, I'm Nikki, and I do reviews on all types of shows, all types of movies, anything that is streaming. And as you know, even new releases are streaming now due to our current situation. So you can find everything here. I do Q&As, I do interviews. So make sure that you subscribe and stalk me on Instagram. We have a whole bunch of fun over there. I want to know what you want to see on the channel. So looking forward to hearing from you, and let's get into this review. Now, this review, of course, as always, I'm going to give you the good, the bad, and the interesting on Bridgerton, which is a Netflix series based on a series of books. Let's get into this one right now. All right, guys, such a pleasure to be back in the saddle again. We're going to have all types of fun here, so make sure you stick around. And I want to hear from you, so make sure you drop some information in the comments below and let me know what you want to see. So Bridgerton actually is set in Merry England back in 1813. It is actually a beautifully visual to the eye series, and I must say that I am super impressed with some aspects. Of course, I give you the good, bad, and the interesting, but I just have to start off with saying that the executive producer on this is actually Shonda Rhimes, and Shonda Land Media is actually producing this, and it actually is derived from a series of books that some of you may be familiar with, some not, but there's a series of books that actually this is derived from, and I think they put a new spin, a new modern spin even, on the old kind of, you know, merry old England sort of love story. So it's, like I said, set in 1813, and it is about these basically these wealthy families that are trying to marry off their daughters, and also the sons are trying to find love, and they have to marry in high regard. Royalty is involved. You have the queen and her court, and dukes and duchess, and you know, it's just so fabulous and fun. And I have to say that it was really enjoyable. Let's get into the good points that I thought were, you know, good for me. One was the wardrobe. I have to say, not just because I'm a girly girl, but the way that the dresses were fitting, the way the men were dressed, the scenery, the background, everything was magnificent. Some of the jewelry was over the top, but I really liked the wardrobe. I mean, great job there. Also, the storyline, I'm guessing it is stemming from the books, but I was able to follow along with what was going on. It had everything that you want kind of in that story like this, the intrigue and all of these different type of things. We're going to talk about some bad and interesting later in that same vein, but I did like the storyline, and the acting was pretty good as well. Now, as always, I give you the good, bad, and interesting. So let's get into the bad. Now, bad for me, I gotta say, not specifically for me, but maybe some of my subscribers, my viewers may feel this way. If you're used to that typical Victorian kind of old feeling story, you know, set in the same time frame, it is a modern twist. You even have up-to-date music going on, like all these different things, which I like personally to a certain extent. But if you're looking for that very old feeling, you're not really going to get that here. It's a very modern twist. You actually have physical modern songs mixed in while they're waltzing at these balls. So it could be bad for some people. Let's see. Also bad was, to some people, I mean, I'm grown over here, all grown, but There was a lot of sex scenes. Like, this is not something for the kids. So if you're thinking this is for like the teenagers or the kids, you know, definitely have them parent, how they say, viewer. You have to watch with your kids, whatever. You know what I'm saying? How they used to say back in the day. But anyway, you definitely want to watch it with them or not have them watch it, because there is a lot of going on in this series. So just be mindful of that. So that may be bad to some kids that might stumble on it and you're not aware of it. So that could be a bad thing. Let's see. Also, you can tell that there was a little continuity things going on there, which was bad for me. Like, for in one scene, they were smoking a cigarette, and this is 1813, you know, England. They didn't have those cigarettes back then. I don't know if that's if they missed that, if they did that on purpose. You guys let me know in the comments what you thought. But a bad thing that I caught that they were smoking, I mean, there's other few things, but I'm just gonna go there with that one. But so that was some of the bad for me. Let's get into some interesting. Interesting for me, I gotta say, guys, that there was a lot of, like, what I want to say is, in these type of like films or in these type of storylines, or, you know, usually it's set in England, so you don't see a lot of African-American actors, or you see them in like a servitude role. You don't see them in an actual, you know, real, I mean, the Duke of Hastings was so amazing. Like, he was the actual kind of love interest and kind of the star here. Also, you had Daphne, which was Bridgerton, which was his kind of love interest. Not at first, though. I don't want to get too spoilery on it, but I do want to say that they had the amazing love affair, but not at first. It was started off as kind of a rouge, and then they kind of fell into love, and it kind of transpired from there with a lot of crazy stuff along the way. But I want to say, interesting for me is, I really did like, I gotta give her a shout out. Her name is Lady Danbury. Her role, her outfits, her gusto, her compassion, she was my favorite in this whole series. I know, come for me, it's supposed to be Daphne, or it's supposed to be the dashing Duke of Hastings. No, okay, Lady Daphne is the woman, and she gets my seal of approval. She, so when you watch the series, you'll see who she is. She was very compassionate to her nephew, which is the Duke of Hastings, when his father kind of rejected him, and even rejected him so much he didn't even want to have kids to add to that bloodline. Like, it was insane, but it goes to the storyline that I love so much. So there's my kind of interesting part in that. I was kind of impressed by the casting. So, you know, that was a personal yes for me. Anyway, guys, that is my review of Bridgerton. Make sure you check it out on Netflix. It's streaming right now. And they do have a series of books that you can find on Amazon Prime. I'm not sure if it's on audiobook. You can definitely go ahead and check that out. But that is my review. Let me know what you thought in the comments below, and let me know what you want to see next on the channel. And stay tuned for a special series I have coming up, which is called What the Flick Is This About? So we're going to tear apart different parts of a movie and just be like, what were they even thinking by doing that? Like, what is that? You know what I mean? And what would you have done in that situation? It's going to be so much fun. Anyway, make sure to subscribe, hit the bell notification so you can make sure you get every upload that I do. I'm going to be uploading every week, and stalk me on Instagram. Until next time, guys, keep streaming. Bye.